This is Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings. Join us on a musical journey through the decades featuring the vocals, songs, and stories of Cape Breton recording artists who have made an impact at home and abroad. On this edition, Cape Breton's musical family, the Barra McNeils.
We get up in the block, down the coal town road, and we hike along the track where the coal trains load. And we make the ponies pull till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again down the coal town road. We hear the whistle call down the coal town road, and we take our towels and all where the coal trains load. In the cages then we drop till there's nowhere else to fall, and we leave this world behind us down the coal town road. We never see the sun down the coal town road, at a penny for a ton where the coal trains load. When our shift comes up on top, we're so thankful to be done. We head home to sleep and dream about the coal town road. There's miners' little sons down the coal town road, playing with the cowboy guns where the coal trains load. But they better make the best of the child while it runs. There's a pick and shovel waiting down the coal town road. If there's a God for us down the coal town road, all the miners he can bless where the coal trains load. For we're sweating in the hole, sucking down the devil's dust, just to keep the fires a-blazing down the coal town road. We get up in the black down the coal town road, and we hike along the track where the coal trains load. And we make the ponies pull till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again down the coal town road. And we make the ponies pull till they nearly break their backs, and they'll never see again down the coal town road.
Kyle McNeil, welcome to the coast.
Well, it's great to be here.
I want to start out by taking us back to the good old days, Kyle, family, and you're still with family because they're on the road with you constantly, but what's the environment way back when you first started with the family and music?
Well, music has always been a big part of our family, and whether it was household gatherings or people dropping in, but as far as the siblings go, we started off together quite young, just playing in local concerts or the variety concerts, Kaylee's, or whatever was on the go. But as the years went by, we kept adding members, and it's grown into what it is today. But it's been a long, interesting journey.
So have you always gotten along? Well, I mean, families always get along.
Sure, yeah. A little bit of disagreement here and there along the way. But, you know, it's I think the fact that being family, we always had the same goals in mind and what we wanted to achieve as far as writing songs or music, putting shows together. Maybe the odd scuffle here and there, but we're still together and still smiling and still doing it.
Tell us about what led up to that first album, The Barra McNeils, was 1986.
Well, we had, prior to that, we were playing as a trio at the time, and even myself and Seamus were playing square dances, and Stuart came into the picture in his late teens, and we started singing more and more, and we found that we were doing a regular Wednesday night at the pub in Sydney Mines there. I think it was called The Corral at the time, and we started moving, branching out into different areas of the Maritimes. We did started playing in Halifax, down at the Lord Deck and at the LBR and places like that. So, but from there, our big break came in 1986. We got an invite to play at Expo 86 in Vancouver for I think it was a week or 2 week period. And so we decided early that summer that it was probably a little prior to that, but decided that it was time to put a record together. So, you know, to sell our music and just to branch out a bit more.
Now, did Lucy join right away too? Or she went to university? and
She played with us in 1986. She played on played Bourne on the original record, the Barry McNeil's, but joined us on the trip out to Vancouver and went to university after that. And I think for her, off and on until she graduated, I think it was 91, 92 maybe, and joined us on a full-time basis then.
So it was after that tour, then the album came out later, and because of the success of that tour, is that pretty well it was based on?
On the
Expo.
We reached a lot of great fans over that week and met. Actually, through that, we got to play at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in '88. We played several festivals that year. Because of that first record, we made a trip to Scotland, did our first tour in Scotland and Ireland. So it's a lot of, that was a big year for us as far as, and then of course it was Island Love Song, the movie that they shot that summer of '86, and that made a big difference.
Sometimes I feel like I'm there at the wheel of the ship that's bringing me home, but when I awake, it's just a mistake. Just dreaming of days I've once known. She's going next year, that's all you would hear. The tub's too old for the run. The scrapyard's no place, it's a damn disgrace. So you chose your own deathbed alone. So it's goodbye, old Willie. Have a well-deserved rest. The people who knew you are sending their best. Goodbye, old Willie. By your presence we were blessed. Deep waters, your home,
and now you're all alone.
Just like it was your last request.
No one knows who's to blame. Now ain't it a shame that people won't leave you alone? The choice wasn't theirs. You spent your best years, and you thought it about time to go home. Your engine's dull roar will play nevermore the symphonies of the sea. The rock-a-bye waves are many ships' graves. Rest in peace, my old friend Willie C.
So it's goodbye, old Willie. Have a well-deserved rest. The people who knew you are sending their best. Goodbye, old Willie, by your presence we were blessed. Deep waters, your home,
and now you're all alone.
Just like it was your last request. Goodbye, old Willie, have a well-deserved rest. The people are sending their best. Goodbye, old Willie. By your presence we were blessed. Deep waters, your home.
Now you're all alone.
Just like it was your last request. Deep waters, your home.
Just like it was your last request.
Now, with the success of that, and I know a lot of groups getting that first album under your belt, getting some airplay and so on at radio. Rockin' a Stream came, and there was another anthem that came with that.
That was a big break for us. I don't know, when we went into the studio, and it was co-produced with Freddie Lavery, and we recorded it in Toronto at that time with Chad Urshick. But we get into the studio, and things started developing, and by the time we came out with the finished product, there was this great song. And I think, can't remember exactly who, it's at the station downtown. Am I allowed to say the station? I don't know. Well, whatever.
CJCB.
CJCB.
Was the
you
only
guys
station there
were really a big part of getting, and it came out on a 45. And I remember playing on Canada Day in North Sydney, and George Gregory waving on the side that he had it on playing at that particular moment. But it went like wildfire. And it's funny, even today, at our shows, we're selling LPs and 45s again, and people are snapping up the 45s of Rock in the Stream, so like crazy. But that's probably, that was a major breakthrough for us.
And that, of course, was The Island, which became an anthem, Mackenzie McDeal's song.
Yes.
But you put your twist on it, and it became very popular.
It was it's just something that we worked on. Stuart had a lot to do with it as far as the arrangement of it, coming up with the piano part, and just the feel of being in the studio at that time, in a very professional studio. And Chad Urshick was a great engineer, great producer, great arranger of music and everything. But the combination of us and Freddie and Chad was what actually pulled it all together. But we were very pleased with that.
Over an ocean and over a sea, beyond these great waters, oh, what do I see? I see the great mountains climb from the coastline, the hills of Cape Breton, this new home of mine. And we come from the countries all over the world, to hack out the forest, to plow the land down. Fishermen, farmers and sailors all come to clear for the future this pioneer ground. We are an island, a rock in the stream. We are a people as proud as there's been. In soft summer rains or in wild winter winds, the home of our hearts, Cape Breton. Over the rooftops and over the trees, within these new townships, oh, what do I see? I see the black pitted, the coal wheels are turning, the smokestacks are belching, and the blast furnace burning. Ah, the sweat on the back is no joy to behold, in the heat of the steel plant or mine in the coal. And the foreign owned companies force us to fight for our survival and for our rights. Highways and over the roads, over the causeways, stories are told. They tell of the coming and the going away. Ah, the cities of America draw me away. Ah, the companies come and the companies go, and the ways of the world we may never know. And we'll follow the footsteps of those on their way, and we'll ask for the right to leave or to stay. We are
time frame, which was 1990, with My Heart's in the Highland, and Didn't Hear the Train. There was the Didn't Hear the Train was another very popular song here, too.
I think with that album, time frame, My Heart's in the Highland was very popular, and it's the arrangement. And a good friend of ours who passed away just a few months ago, John Gillis, was the man who introduced us to that song and several songs that we recorded, actually. But Stuart came up with this arrangement with the accordion, and the accordion kind of that vamping sound that we had on Hearts in the Highland, that became sort of our signature sound. It appears on several songs. But just the whole arrangement of Hearts on the Highland was just amazing. We did a video for that, of course, which took us from, I think it was down in, was it Neal's Harbor or White Point, anyway, and all the way to Times Square in New York. So it was an interesting video. Beautiful song, nonetheless.
Yeah,
it
certainly was the Robbie Burns
classic. Song, yeah.
Classic.
My heart's in the Highlands, my heart is in tears. My heart's in the Highlands, chasing the deer, chasing the wild deer, and following the road. My heart's in the Highlands, wherever I go. Wherever I go,
Let's move on to Closer to Paradise. Now, we're getting a little more commercial here because Wink of an Eye, to me, was a big radio hit here and was very popular. And Caledonia was on that album as well.
Closer to Paradise, that was our first record that we recorded with Polygram Records. We had a relationship with them for a few years there, and a great relationship, actually. We worked with people like Bob Ansell, and our A&R guy was Corky Lang, who the drummer wrote Mississippi Queen. So those were interesting years, but very intelligent people as far as music and songs. But Closer to Paradise, we recorded that, and it took us to Nashville. Did all the tracks there, Kenny Greenberg and Wally Wilson, and we mixed it in L.A. So that's in the that was in the time of the record industry was still booming then, and not too long after that, things technology started kicking in, the digital age, and things started to slide a bit as far as the record industry. But that very interesting time recording with those guys. And
it seemed you were recording every second year or so. You go back and
did. And that first year, we were the first album, Closer to Paradise. I'm just trying to remember. What was on that? There was Wink of an Eye. That was brought in with from Bob Ansell, and the guy that wrote, a great songwriter. But it was a time just experimenting with music, trying to get airplay, trying to get in a crossover vein. And at that time, I think the big thing was the crossover country thing that was happening. It was a country. Was it Celtic? Was it rock? It was sort of a mixture of music, really.
Little man. Charged with a crackle and sound, and a song is hunger, a young man's battle cry, but everything gone and coming, but slowly marched on by. All that he can hold, and how he can let go, everything he can forget, everything he'll never know.
same thing happened on The Question, which is 1995, when you had Going Down the Road, The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, which is another haunting, mysterious
song. Yeah, we still get a lot of requests to do a Ballad of Lucy Jordan, and a great song also. Mary Ann Faithfull recorded that, I believe. Isn't that right? And you're making me think now. How many records? Where was that? What year was that? The Question again. We great producer on that album too, and that came through Corky Laing. But Nick Griffiths, he produced Joy Division, and but we had him here in Cape Breton for a while recording, and out in Southside Boulevardy there. But great producer, and this is just the beginning of the digital thing, digital age with D88s and different gear like that. And most people probably wouldn't know what that was, but managed to play around with the new technology, and it was a bit of an experiment, but to this day that album still stands out as far as a quality album and the quality of sound that's on it. Technology on it was amazing.
On the Isle of Cape Breton my father did stay, and his father's father before, fishing the banks and digging for coal. But the mines just can't give any more. So I'm going down the road, boys, seeking what I'm owed. And I know it must get better if far enough I go. I remember the fisherman returning so gay, the nets with the silver cod blast, they couldn't compete with the company fleet. Now it's welfare checks and friends going west, so I'm going down the road, boys, seeking what I'm on. And I know it must get better if far enough I go. Oh, I'm going down the road, boys, seeking what I own. And I know it must get better if far enough I go. So I came to the city
Well, excellent songs, but you also come out with a traditional album the same year. Is that to keep the Celtic fans happy, too?
Yeah, that, and I just bought a new fiddle that year from Clay Carmichael. So, it just felt that we needed something along that lines to satisfy our own needs as far as traditional music goes. We had always had a lot of material collected, and we needed a place to try to record it, to display it, or just an expo for it, but... That traditional album to this day is still one of our most popular albums that we have ever recorded, and still sells on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Kyle McNeil.
You get to hear me to him first.
Let's go back to the start of the Christmas series that started in 1999, the first Christmas album, which has become a classic.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks from home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors play a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you the blarney, the likes you'll never know. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks from home.
That was an amazing breakthrough. It led to national touring, and now we'll do like a 5-week tour with the Christmas tour, and there's still like tons of venues that are looking for the Christmas show, and we don't have time to do it all.
Which led to the second album, which was 2006 Christmas album, and then 2013 with Oh Christmas 3.
Yeah,
and some great material there. And it opens things up so you can interchange all those songs over the years. I'm sure.
Well, we've done. We always tried to mix the songs of the season, some locally written music. Some stuff that Stewart wrote, a couple of great songs that our Uncle Hector McKenzie wrote, and our Uncle Charlie McKenzie also, and mix it in with the kind of the fun of what we'd experience at Christmas time, like traditional music, fiddles, and just having a great time with friends.
Racket in the Attic, 2000. And this has had Rattlin' Roarin' Willie and had Don't Call Me Early. Again, similar to what you were doing, I guess, on the last The Question, right?
Kind of the same kind of a feel. We're still going after that ruckus live feel. It had a lot of traditional elements, a lot of modern elements, tunes, songs. That album had a Juno nomination also. A lot of great music on that CD. And very pleased with the stuff that came out of that. You mentioned Rattlin' Roarin' Willie. Rattlin' Roarin' Willie, that's another tune that we got from our good friend, the late John Gillis. And that's always been a popular song here in Cape Breton, and still to this day, it's like the Cold Town Road. There's two songs you have to put in your show.
in 2007, it was the 20th anniversary. There's a number of things that happened after that, because you started doing a few live albums, too, like the pub. See, how did that come about? Pub recordings and so on.
Well, our early days, we played places like we played Daniels, we played The Corral, we played Monty's.
Club Capri.
Capri Club. And, you know, that was back in the 80s. The music in the clubs around Cape Breton and Sydney, it was just tremendous, and very fortunate to be a part of that, actually. But we always wanted to, we moved into the concert venue, and we always wanted to try to give the fans that feel of, you know, they've always wanted us to play in the pub again and do that. So, you know, we decided, well, let's give them a taste of what it was like to perform in a live in the pub like that. So, and then we did a live album with Symphony Nova Scotia, which was right. Another great big endeavor for us. But you can't beat the live albums, especially you know, mistakes and all. Here it is.
Na 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 Nancy, na 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 Nancy, na 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 Nancy. Oh.
She was purer than pure, sweeter than honey, and the more that I kissed her, the more that she smiled. Everybody knew she had me beguiled. Everyone knew her as Nancy. She was fairer than fair, rarer than any. I was caught in a spell, just one of the many. She gave me all that she had, more than I needed. I was poisoned by her, well, I never could leave her. Well, I
fancy my Nancy, oh, oh, oh. Fancy my Nancy, oh, oh.
Still I loved her, couldn't leave her behind. She used to leave me in a cold summer sweat. Don't go leaving me, Nancy. She kept me up at night, she wouldn't sleep. And in the morning she wanted a repeat. She ran me ragged, I had no chance to sleep. I was totally consumed by Nancy. Well, I
fancy my Nancy, oh, oh, oh. Fancy my Nancy, oh, oh, oh. Fancy. Fancy my Nancy, oh, oh, oh.
Na-na-na-na Nancy, na-na-na-na Nancy, na-na-na-na Nancy, oh. She was smart, she was clever, she could fool me forever. Couldn't keep up with all the tricks that she played. She made me see double, kept me in trouble. But I wanted my Nancy, oh. Well, I
fancy my Nancy, oh, oh. Fancy my Nancy, oh. Nancy, na 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 Nancy, oh.
Well, I
fancy my Nancy, oh, oh. Fancy my Nancy, oh. Fancy my Nancy, oh, oh.
Na 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 Nancy, na 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 Nancy, na 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 Nancy.
Tell us a little bit about Celtic Colors, because it has become such a huge success over 20 years now, the International Festival, and I know the Bearers were a part of that right from day one, but and you've grown so much with that over the years. What's your connection there, sir?
We've been connected with Celtic Colors from day one. and from the early days of the club here in Sydney, the after party hours, whatever, at the Holiday Inn at the time then. But over the years, we've met so many great musicians and so many great sessions, and a lot of stories that I can't tell you over the mic, over the radio, over the airs. It is such a great festival. It's been always been good to us, the Barry McNeils. You're always playing to a diverse audience. They come from all over the world. So it's, you know, you get to perform for people all over the place, and it's right in your backyard. So wonderful festival, and always look forward to participating. Just putting the finishing touches on a brand new CD. We've got a lot of great material on it. Very, very happy how it turned out. We recorded it over at Jamie Foley's studio there, Sound Park. And great job with working with Jamie. Always a wonderful place to work. Great talent himself. A lot of good songs. There's traditional songs on it. There's Gaelic songs on it. There's some new instrumentals we recorded. There's some great tunes that Stuart wrote that we recorded. And a lot of up-tempo stuff. And really looking to showcase a bit of it.
With the next generation coming through for the Barras, I mean, you brought Boyd into the band from Saint-Cheva, came into the band a few years ago, and that's changed the dimension a little bit, but what's the next generation for the Barras?
Well, the last few years, we've had some of my nieces and nephews coming on stage with us, and they're developing into wonderful musicians. Seamus's kids, all three are playing. Malcolm plays guitar, wonderful guitar player, plays fiddle, violin. Mariana, wonderful on the violin, and Jen Angus, too, is just started out in the last couple of years, and Lucy's kids, the oldest, Amelia, just a fantastic voice, a wonderful singer. She sang with us at the Christmas show this year, and Mary Kenna is playing the violin also, and very musical, and she joined us a few times on fiddle too. So, you know, this they're coming and going, and introducing a whole new generation of music there.
I was going to say,
looking forward to it.
Maybe the Barry McNeils, the next generation.
Yeah,
right?
We'll send them out on the road.
That's right. I mean, you've spent your entire life on the road, but when you think of all the experiences and the places you've been because of music.
So many. I was thinking about that before I came in. Like, even the people that we opened up for playing Celtic music. We their major tour, we did a tour with Celine Dion, Color of My Love tour. We did an opener for Jim Messina in New York. We did an opener for Kenny Rogers, and there's several more. We've toured with Rito, as I mentioned, and visited a lot of places. Been to Europe, been to Jamaica, been all kinds of places all over the world, and without music, we never would have done that. So,
well,
it's been a great life.
The Barras have been a major part of our Cape Breton music scene for many, many years, and we wish you all the best, and that will continue, I'm sure. And thank you so much for taking the time to come here today to tell us about that. So.
And thank you, Phil, and the Coast Radio for all your support.
A man, he needs his relaxation from rising so early at the dawn. But the fact of the matter, tomorrow is a Saturday, I'll be running on. Sad the lad, he can't rest contented, he has it all but must have more. He fills himself with pills to retire with a million, but falls asleep at 64. Call me early in the morning. Call me what you want to, leave me alone. Don't call me early in the morning. Leave me till the cows are coming home.
don't mind sharing me nerves, you're getting on me nerves. If you don't have a pillow with a white swan's feather, a corner will do to rest my head.
Don't call me early in the morning, call me what you want to, but leave me alone. Don't call me early in the morning, just leave me till the cows are coming.
Door. Cars with no exhausts, chickens with the whooping cough, milkmen that whistle out a tune.
Don't call me early in the morning, call me what you want to, but leave me alone. Don't call me early in the morning, leave me till the cows are coming home. Don't call me early in the morning, you want to, but leave me alone. Don't call me early in the morning, just leave me till the cows are coming home. Don't call me early in the morning, call me what you want to, but leave me alone. Don't call me early in the morning, leave me till the cows are coming home.
Listening to Through the Years, a history of Cape Breton recordings, a Coast 89.7 original production. The Coast 89.7 would like to thank the Community Radio Fund of Canada for its financial support for this special project.